Okay, today starts Hey of Masechta Sanhedrin. We're on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, last line, right? I believe we're on the last line where it says Tana Rabbanan. And today's Shia response to Binyamin and Shoni Schwartz, Lahadil Torah V'Adir. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Like yesterday's Daf was like a Daf at a time, just a Daf that had nothing to do with Masechta Sanhedrin, stuck in, back to Sanhedrin. Although not really. Tana Rabbanan, Dini Mamanis B'Shlosha. We know this, it's an old rule. Dini Mamun is Bishlosha. You have to have three judges. However, Vimhayu Mumcha L'Rabim, if somebody's a Mumcha L'Rabim, that means he's an expert. If he's an expert, Don Afilu Yechidi. He can even judge alone. You don't need three. All you need is one.
They have to agree to this, or he can agree to this.
It's obvious that they don't have to agree. Because if they agree, you could go to a monkey to judge. Could agree to anything. So even if they don't agree.
That doesn't mean that the Torah allows it to work.
What?
That doesn't mean the Torah allows yes. it to work.
Yes. Listen, look at the top line in Rashi. Dichthiv. It says in the Torah. Bitzedek tishbot. Right? Bitzedek tishbot amisecha. In singular. Lashon singular. One person can judge. Vikasavar says Rashi. Ain't Erev Parshios, there's no Erev Parshios. In other words, if there's Erev Parshios, you can't hold one could judge. One can't judge Gzela. So if you hold the whole Parshios of Shpatim as one big mix, then anything about loans is no different than Gzela's. There's no way you could have one. Right? Therefore, it must be, says Rashi, that we're holding Ain't Erev Parshios. So what's going on? Right? What's going on? How could one judge? So, Duran explains, everybody explains, what we're talking about is like this. We're holding like of Acha Bereder of Ikka, who said that Minat Torah, one's good enough. Why do we make three? Because of Yoshev Kronos. So if the guy's a monkey, you don't have a problem with Yoshev Kronos. I'm not talking about some guy sitting on the stoop doing nothing. He's a monkey. Really, this is a machlokas. This is really a machlokas. The problem with this going, so many shitas. Right, Rabbo started off on that base and said, everybody holds. That's not so true. Right? Everybody holds, you have to have three. Rabbi said you need one. One's good enough. Really, one's good enough. Aye, why do we have three? We have three because we're afraid of Yoshev Kronos. How do we get around that problem? He's a mumcha. That's Rashi. Tosfos says, absolutely not. Look at the top Tosfos. Pirusha kuntris, dechsev, betedek tishbot. If you kasavar, ain't ear of parashios kasav kan. No ear of parashios here. Vikasha, wait a minute. Dim kain, tikshali hach parayis to Rabbi Avo. What about Rabbi Avo? Dharma who said, shnayim shadonu, ain't dinayim din, ledivri akol. Didn't Rabbi Avo make a statement that said, everybody agrees that you need three? Didn't we make a statement that everyone agrees you need three? Right? Therefore, Tosfos argues on Rashi, and he says, like, you can skip all the way down, like, you see, it's right next to the Rabbeinu Chananel. Lakach, therefore, he just asks more questions on Rashi. Nirali, dafilu, leman, deboy gimel mumchin, midoraisa, takanta derabanhi, tiyachin mumchel rabban, danafilu yechidi. Really, says Tosfos, it's impossible to say that midoraisa one's good enough. That's impossible. Why? After all, Rav Avoh said, it's impossible. Why? He's really saying it's impossible to say that Ainir of Parshios. Right? It's really Tosfos' question. How could you possibly say Ainir of Parshios? As Rashi said, the only way this could possibly make sense is if you hold Ainir of Parshios. That's the only way you can get one judge. If you hold Ainir of Parshios, nobody's going to deal with one. It's impossible. So Tosfos says, that can't be. Tosfos says, no, you know what it is? This is a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. Just like, if Lazarus Gzeirah D'Rabbanan, if a Gzeirah D'Rabbanan, you could have one. Not Minat Torah. Right? Rejects the Pasuk altogether. Right? Rejects the Pasuk altogether. Now, how do you, so, by the way, Tosfos asks a bomb kasha on Rashi, no? What do you do with Rabbi Avo? What do you do with Rabbi Avo? Rabbi Avo said, Shnayim Shadonu Ein Dinei Yemdim. But Shmuel said, Shtayim Shadonu is a good Bezdin, but you call the Chutzpah Bezdin Chutzpah. But Rabbi Avoh said, no, everybody holds, you're not allowed to have two judges. Right? So how could Rashi say this? How could Rashi say this? So the only possible answer that's over here, the I don't even know who this is, the Maharmash. The Maharmash says, right. Ah, that's the answer. The answer is, he holds three, you need three. We made a gzeira, you can't have two. But one, it would be okay. If he's a mumcha, it would be okay. That's exactly what the answer is. One would be okay. So, the bottom line is, however you get there, one, the Gemara says it, one's good. Adon afilu yichidi. Right? Amr of Nachman, says of Nachman, kigon ana, don dine mamanis bi yichidi. I did it also. I can do that. V'chein number of chia, kigon ana, don dine mamanis bi yichidi. I could also do bi yichidi. Ask the Aruch Lener. This is chronologically out of order. Reb Chia was before Reb Nachman. Reb Chia was on the cusp between the Tanoim and the Amorayim. Reb Nachman's an Amora. Why is Reb Nachman first? So first he suggests it's a different Reb Chia. It's a different Reb Chia. It's a Reb Chia that we don't know who. Today's after we're going to have a lot of that. It's a different this, it's a different him. It's a different Reb Chia. It's not such a kasha. Different Reb Chia. The Mara Cohen says, we're going to ask a question in a minute, only on Reb Chia. So since we're going to ask a question in a minute on Reb Chia, we put him second so that the question will follow his statement. Okay? You have to look at the Tosvos of Kigon Ana Don Dine Mamadis Biyachidi. What you see at Tosvos? Asks Tosvos, V'hadit Nam B'Masechtas Avos, we have a Mishnah in Avos that says, Al Tehi Don Yechidi. Don't judge alone. She'ein don yechidi ela echad. Only one person can judge alone. Who's that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So how could Reb Nachman say, I did it. And Reb Chia says, I did it, I would do it. And as the Gemara here, you could judge alone. Isn't it in the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, you shouldn't do that? What? Why not? Who said that?
It's across the board.
Who said that?
This is giving...
Obviously,
the only one who
gives advice. You don't have to.
Doesn't
Pirkei Avos
send advice for judges?
Exactly what it is. Some say the Rambam said that. So one answer is Eitzatova Kamash Malon.
Exactly.
It's an Eitzatova. It's an Eitzatova. Shlo Yiteh. You won't make a mistake. And V'hada Amar Kigon Ana. I Reb Nachman and Reb Chiya. I would do it. What they meant to say was Hainu Kloma Yochel Adun. I could do it. V'lo Shehei Ladun. Not that I would, but I could. I'd never do it because you can't. I'm not going to go against the advice of the Pirkei Avos. But I could. That's the first answer Tosfos gives. Second answer is Inami or Ruggel Hayim Bedinin. Right? These people were experts. They were Ruggel and Din. They ain't Lach Hashem Yitta. There's no question they're not going to make a mistake. No Shiloh, they're not going to make a mistake. So I can't think. When can you not judge by yourself when you're prone to make a mistake? But if you're not going to make a mistake, what's the big deal? Says Rabbi Yonah, that answer makes no sense. Because it says in the Mishnah, Ein don yechidi ela echad. It doesn't say Ein don yechidi ela echad and somebody who's not going to make mistakes. That's not what it says. So who cares if you're making mistakes or not?
There's two parts to every judgment.
Yeah.
Judging what the fact is.
Yeah.
And applying
the fact. I understand. So the Mishnah here says, don't judge by yourself. So the first answer is, it's just advice. Don't get so excited, it's just advice. Second answer is no. That's only because he's going to make a mistake. If you're a mumcha, you're not going to make a mistake. By the way, Rashi and the Rambam don't want the Mishnah that way. They don't have nothing to do with mistakes. It has to do with it's a covet issue. Only God can judge by himself. You, who do you think you are? You're judging by yourself. Only God can do that. They say it's a covet issue. The Mishnah says only judge, but don't judge by yourself. Only God can do that. Who do you think you are? Tosfos says no, it's a mistake issue. If you're not going to make a mistake, it's no problem. Well, now, by the way, even though the Rambam.
If you couldn't judge by yourself.
Yeah.
Raise it as an issue. That's still the proof that you could judge by yourself.
That's the first answer is, it's advice. Right. Really, you could, but don't do it. Yeah. Second answer is, no. The whole issue is, it's a mistake issue. So if you are not going to make a mistake, what's the big deal?
But the Mishnah Perkins wouldn't bring it up unless there was a possibility of being able to do it.
Right. So the question is, I looked it up last night, but I forgot.
She's following number one.
What?
She's following answer number one.
Even answer number two, if it wasn't a possibility of being able to judge with one person, I think Pirkei Avos wouldn't even speak about it.
Right.
It would
right.
Say you can't.
So listen to Rabbeinu Yonah reads the Mishnah. It's Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud. Hu Hay Omer, it's Rabbi Shmuel. Al Ti Don Yechidi. Don't judge alone. She'ein Don Yechidi El Echad. Only one could do that. Who's that? Not Hashem. It's a Mumcha. You hear that? Don't say Akash Baruch Hu in the Mishnah. Tosu says it means Hashem. No, it doesn't mean it's a Girtha. No, it doesn't say God, it doesn't say Hashem. It says Ella Echad, only one. Who's the one? We think it's Hashem. By Shal Shunas, when someone reads this Mishnah, they'll say it's Hashem. It says, Rabbi, it's not Hashem. It's talking about a Mumcha. It's not a problem. Right? Right? Don't worry about it. Don't get so excited. But
the Gemara is filled with times that the Tanaim and Amoraim admitted that they made mistakes.
Right.
After they read Pasuk Shabbos.
Right. So what are you asking? You're asking, aren't we afraid that no matter what, you're still going to make a mistake? I guess they're not afraid of that. Anyway, wait, listen to this. Even though, Tosfos makes sense. You think you're better. You think you're not going to make a mistake. If you're not going to make a mistake, it's no problem. What about the Rashi and the Rambam? Rashi and the Rambam learns it's a covet issue. It has nothing to do with mistakes. It's a covet Shemayim. Don't judge by yourself. Who do you think you are?
As long as you accept those three arguments.
Yeah, right. We accept them. We just don't grant them. So according to Rashi and the Rambam, the Gemara still says he could do it. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, here's Rav Moshe's answer. Rav Moshe's like this. There's a Gemara that says that when a Beis Din judges, the Shechina is Shora on them. They have a Shechina, the Shechina is there, mamash, in the room with them while they're judging. So if you're judging by yourself, if it's a Kavod Shemayim issue, how can the Shechina rest on you when you're violating Kavod Shemayim? Kavod Shemayim says, don't do it. You're going ahead to do it. Shechina won't be there. But if you hold like Tosfos, the only issue is a mistake issue, and you're a mumcha, you're not going to make a mistake, the Shechina will be there. That's how Moshe answers all these shitas to make it make sense. Okay? Next. Ibayalahu. So Tosfos assumes that this question is only on Reb Chiya, and therefore, that's why Reb Chiya is mentioned second, if you assume it's the Reb Chiya that we all know and love. Ibayalahu. So, what does that mean? I can do that. I can judge, but Kigonana, the Gemirna, the Savirna, like you, that you learn, and you also have Svaro, you know how to take the learning to the next level, Vinakitna Rishusa, and you also got Rishus from, who'd you get Rishus from? From the Reish Galusa, that you are have authority, therefore if you have authority, then you don't have to worry about any flack if you do make a mistake. Avalol Naka Rishusa Dina Lo Dina, but if you didn't get Rishus, you can never judge by yourself. Odilma, Afagafsal Naka Rishusa Dina Hu. Now, even if you didn't get Rishus, but Rishus is such a big deal. You didn't get Rishus. Toshma, come in here. Demar Zutra, Bered Rav Nachman, Rav Zutra of Nachman's son, Don Dina, he judged, Vitoi, made a mistake. So Asalik made Rav Yosef, he came to Rav Yosef, Amale, Im Kibluch Alaihu, Lo Teshalim. If they accepted upon you that you should be their judge, you don't have to pay. V'ilo, and if not, Zil Shlim, go pay. That's the proof, Mati, that they don't have to accept you. But if they didn't accept you, if they came into the courthouse that day, and some of the guards said, go to room number 2, they woke up, and there's a guy sitting there, my sister sitting there. Okay, what's the case about? They didn't want that. Too bad. Then they made a mistake. Then, zil shlim. Then you have to pay. Now, shmamina. Nothing you hear about for shus. So, shmamina. Kilo naka rishusa, dina shmamina. Even if they didn't get rishus. Rishus is not a factor. Okay? It's a proof. Rishus is not a factor. Amar Rav, right? Haiman deboy lemeidan dina, v'ita miboy lemifterei. If somebody wants to be a judge and be exempt from having to pay in case they made a mistake, lishkal reshus lemibay reish galusa, get reshus from the reish galusa. V'chein amar Shmuel, lishkal reshusa mibay reish galusa, get reshus from the reish galusa. The Ran says like this. So there are three different categories of mumcha. Right? The first category is someone who has smicha. That's, don't have that today anymore. That's the first category. That someone has smicha. Second category is the mumcha we're talking about here. That he's such a mumcha he could even judge by himself. And the third mumcha is if someone gets reshus from the Reish Galusa. So he needs that reshus. He needs that stamp. Otherwise he doesn't really have the goods to judge by himself. Okay? Now, pshita. It's pashut that if somebody gets reshus in Bavel, the Reish Glusa was in Bavel. Bavel, you'll see, Bavel was considered a greater place of learning than Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so pshita, it's no shaila that mehacha lahacha, right? That if I have reshus here, I can judge. I'm exempt anywhere else in Bavel. Or mehasam lahasam, or if someone got reshus from the nasi in Eretz Yisrael, he can judge anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. That's the din. That's good. Mehacha lahasam. If I get smichi, if I get reshus here in Bavel, I can also go to Eretz Yisrael and be a judge over there. Mahani. Dahacha shevet. Here, where the shevet. What does shevet mean? Shevet means a rod. Bahasam, and over there, mechokek. Over there, they're considered the lawgivers. Kidatanya, like it says in Parashas Vayechi, the bracha to Yehuda was lo yasser shevet mi Yehuda. The rod shall never leave Yehuda. What does that mean, the rod? Elu Rashe Golios, those are the heads of Golos, the Reish Galuses, and the other leaders during Golos, Sheba Bavel, Sherod and Es Yisrael B'Shevet. They kept Klal Yisrael in line like a rod. Tough stuff. The Umchokek Mibain Raglov, and what does it mean, and the lawgiver between the Bain Raglov, between your feet, Elu B'Rebonav Shal Hillel, these are the descendants of Hillel, Shemalamdin Torah B'Rabim, that gave Torah, that taught Torah, Birabim. Right? So what do you see? That really Bavel developed at a greater stage than Eretz Yisrael. So Mehasam, so I, if I'm in Bavel, and I go to Eretz Yisrael, there's no shayla I can judge over there in Eretz Yisrael. No shayla about that. Why? Because Bavel's greater. So if a Bavel judge goes to Eretz Yisrael, he can judge also. He got reshus over here, it's good over there. The question's going to be, from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Mehasam lahachamai. Well, that's the shayla we're going to have right now. So before we get to that shaila, look at the Rashi of Shirodim es Ha'am. Shirodim es Ha'am b'Shevet. You see that Rashi? They keep the Bnei Yisrael in line like a rod, meaning tough stuff. Rashi says, Sheyesh lahem koach v'reshus me'eis malche paras. They have koach and reshus from the king of Persia. Hey, what does that mean? What's the king of Persia doing here? It makes mamish very difficult, Rashi. Talmud's off. So the Urim V'Tumim says, what Rashi means to say is that he gave, that the Malachi Paras is just an example. It's an example of where you are under the domain of another nation, even though you have the rights to judge and not have to pay if you get permission from the Reish Galusa. You also need permission from the governments in the country that you're in. Whether it's Persia, you just give an example. But don't think for a minute, there's no Persia now. Persia was way past Persia's time in the sun. During the times of the Amorayim, Persia's been long forgotten. So Rashi just gave an example of really this is Rome. If you want to judge and be exempt, you still need permission from the Roman government. You also need permission from the Reish Galusa. You also have to have authority. But you even need permission. You can't just beat up people and paskin like that. You have to get permission. That's what all Rashi meant to say. Next Rashi says, B'nei Banav Shel Hillel, Hillel Nasi Haya, Ki Da'amar B'Psachim, Elu Dvarim, Hoshivuhu B'Rosh, Uminuhu Nasi Aleihem. They took Hillel, and they made Hillel the Nasi. You know that story? It's an amazing story. We had the story in the Gemara. The Bnei B'Seir were in charge of Klal Yisrael. They were in charge of Klal Yisrael. Happened was, Erev Pesach fell out on a Shabbos. And they didn't know if the Korban Pesach is Docha Shabbos or not. They didn't know if it's Docha Shabbos, or the minute Shabbos is over, we'll bring the Korban Pesach. Or maybe after the day before, Thursday, Friday, they didn't know. Does anybody know? So Hillel says, yeah, I know. It is Docha Shabbos. Of course it is. So how do you know? So it's a Kal V'Chomer. If the Talmud's Docha Shabbos, then the Korban Pesach, which is Kares, is for sure Docha Shabbos. The Bnei B'Seir did something that I don't think has been repeated in history. They gave up authority. They said, he's the leader, not us. And they gave it up, and Hillel became the Rosh Hashiva. Hillel became the Nasi. Why? Because they realized they didn't have the goods. You ever heard that? You ever saw that repeated in history? Somebody willingly gave up power because they thought someone's better than them? You ever saw that happen before? No? You have to long, long, hard in the history books to find another case like this. I think this is maybe one other time that someone did that. Right? Amazing, no? So they said, well, the last time it happened was years and years ago. Fell out like that. We don't remember. I don't remember. Okay. So the question is, if a guy has authority in Eretz Yisrael, would that work in Bavel? So, Toshma. My, what's that halacha? Toshma. Dirab Bar Chana. This is not the famous, Tosfos points out, this is not the famous Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Rabba Bar Bar Chana means it's Rabba, the grandson of Chana. This is not him. This is someone else. Rabba Bar Chana. Dondina, he had that story. He came from Eretz Yisrael. He came to Bavel. He Dondina Vita. He made a mistake. Also, came to Reb Chiya. They came to Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya is relative. You'll see in a minute. Amalei, I kibluch alayhu lo teshalem. Again, if they accepted you, you don't have to pay. Vilo, and if not, zil shlim, go pay. So what do you see? It's good. It's not good, really. Vaha, Rabba Bar Chana, Rishus Ahavinakat. He got Rishus. Shmamina, what do you see from here? Mehasam Lahacha Lo Mahani. Still doesn't work. Even though he got Rishus there in Israel, when he came to Bavel, they made him pay. Made him pay. Obviously, the authority there in Israel doesn't hold water here in Bavel. Shmamina, that's a good raya. He says, Velo Mahani? It's not good? Vaha, Rabba Bar Rav Huna. This is a different person now. Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Minti Bahade Debe Resh Galusa, when he used to have disputes with the Resh Galusa, Amar, Nikita Rishusa, I don't need you. Nikita Rishusa me Abba Mari. I got Rishus from my Abba Mari, my father. Abba Mari me Rav. Virav me Rav Chia. Rav Chia me Rebbe. I don't need your Rishus. I got Rishus from them. So the Gemara says, the Milsa da Alma Huda Okam Lahu. He was just talking. Right? He was just talking. Okay? That wasn't a real statement. He was just, you know, he was just flying off the handle. He made a statement like that. But Lamaisa, you do really the authority would not work. Now, the chimiachar de lo mahani. So if it doesn't work, getting reshus in Eretz Yisrael doesn't work for Bavel. Rabba Bar Chana the reshus of Dinach Alamli. So why did Rabba Bar Chana get reshus? Doesn't work anyway. Why did he do it? So the Gemara says la yaras ha'om dem alak vulin. You know, those border cities where nobody lives, those border cities of Eretz Yisrael and the border of Eretz Yisrael, over there it's good enough. Not really Eretz Yisrael. So over there it would be good enough. Okay? Now, my Rishusa, where is the story that Rabba Bar Chana got Rishus? Where did he get Rishus from? Okay? Ki havinachis Rabba Bar Chana le Bavel, when he was traveling to Bavel, Amalei Reb Chiya le Rebbe, Reb Chiya said to Rebbe, Ben Achi, the son of my brother, Yored LeBavel. He's going to Bavel. Okay? I should have made a copy of this chart because his family is impossible to figure out. Okay, ready? 1 second. Ben Achi, the son of my brother, Yored LeBavel, is going down to Bavel. Yora, can he get smicha to judge Yora? Cases of Issa the Heter? Yora, no problem. Yadin, what about cases of Dina Mamanis? No problem, Yadin. Yatir Bechoros, can he be Matir Bechoros? Which are mums and all that? Yatir, no problem. Ki havinachis of Rav LeBavel, when Rav went down to Bavel, Amalei Reb Chiya LeRebbe, Reb Chiya said to Rebbe, Reb Yehuda Nasi, Ben Achosi, my sister's son, is Yored LeBavel, going down to Bavel. Yora, can he judge Yora? Isra Heter? Yorah, no problem. Yadin, can he judge the Imamanis? Yadin, no problem. Yatir Bechoros, can he judge the issues of Bechor? Na'al Yatir, no, that he can't do. And the Gemara will ask, why wouldn't they give Rav such permission? Anyway, Maishna, how come that Lamar, when it came to Rabbar Chana, Dekari, Ben Achai, he called him my brother's son. Umaishna Lamar, how come by Rav, Dekari, Le Ben Achosai, called him my sister's son? Okay? Ready for the? They were all related. Ready for the family tree? There was a guy by the name of Rav Acha. Rav Acha's on top. He married a woman. They had a son named Ivu. Okay? He then married another woman and had a son, Reb Chiya. So Reb Chiya and Ivo are half brothers. They share the same father. Okay? This Ivo had three other brothers. One of them was Chana. One of them is Shala, and one of them was Marta. Chana had a son, Rabba. So Rabba Bar Chana was the nephew of Rav Chiya from the father's side. Right? The woman that, the second woman that Rav Acha married, that had Rav Chiya, she had a previous marriage. I'm sorry. Who's this? 1 minute. Right. Woman number two, who this Rav Acha married, who gave birth to Rav Chiya, had a daughter from a previous marriage, who married Rav Chiya's half-brother, Ivo. They gave birth to Rav. So Rav, really, is a nephew of Rav Chiya from both sides. From his father's side, from his brother, and his sister. From both sides. Okay? It's not really a sister. It's a stepsister. Okay? So how come by Rav he called him from his brother's side, and by Rav he called him from his sister's side? That's the Gemara's question. Really, Rav is really both sides. Ivo's his brother, just like Chana's his brother. Does that make any sense? It doesn't make sense. I need a chart. I made a chart for myself. Anyway, you want to tell me, well, that was the family tree. What can I tell you? That was the family tree. Va'amar mar, Ivo, Chana, Shelu, Marta, Rav Chiya, all of them were brothers. Kula b'nei Ava, Bar, Acha, Karsala, Mikafri Ava. Right? They were all brothers, all the sons of Rav Acha. So the Gemara says, Rav, Bar Achua, Dehave, Bar Achte, Rav, Bar Achua, Dehave, Rav, Baruchu Dehava Barachte, he was also the son of his sister, Rav Baruchana Baruchue La Barachte. But Rav was only the son of the brother. Therefore, that's why he called Rav his sister's son. I mean, also my sister's son. Exactly. Feed by table or another pshat, Al Shem Chachmaso, because Rav was so smart, Dechziv Omer Lachachma Achosi At. Say about Chachma that the Chachma is my sister. So it was an allusion to Rav's genius by calling him my sister's son. Right. Why not? Yatir Bechoros, I yatir my time, why not? I couldn't yatir Bechoros. Ilay, Mishad Lachachim, even though he wasn't smart. What do you mean? Haka Amrina de Chacham Tuva, he was very smart. Elam Mishom de Lo Beki Bemume? So you want to tell me, has nothing to do with smarts? Nothing to do with taking an IQ test? Nothing to do with that. When it comes to Bechor, you have to know the mums. You got to know it. That's not such chachma. That's experience. Rav had that. Amar Rav. Shmona asa chadashin gadalti yitiro behema. 18 months he sat in the farm. Leida eza mum kavuv eza mum over. To know what's a mum over, what's a mum kavuv. 18 months he sat there. Wouldn't tell me. He didn't know. He wasn't a bucky in that. So the Gemara says two answers why Rav wasn't given permission to Mimatir Bechoros. First of all, El Lechalek lo covered La Barachana. That was already Rav Barachana's job. Let Rav Barachana have some limelight. Rav is Rav. Right? Rav is going to be the number one Amora in Shas. Right? Let Rav Barachana have to be in charge of. Let people go to him to do the Bechoros. Rav doesn't have to steal all the limelight. That's answer number one. Answer number two is Vibay Seima, exactly the problem. Mishum Hagufa Derav Mishum Gufa Baki Derav Baki Bemume Tfe. He was so sharp. He knew Mumin so well. You know what the problem is? It's going to become a problem. Why? Bishari Mume Delo Yadi Inchi. He's going to matter things that no one's going to realize what he's doing. Vamri Ki Agav Nishara Rav Vasil Rishi Mum Over. Ah, Rav matter that. He'll also matter. That's also mutter without asking him. Rav was so ahead of his game. He was so sharp that people were afraid. If you let Rav get involved with this, he's going to master things. People are knocking, they're going to scratch their head. What, Rav mastered that? Wow. That's also mutter. And that's not mutter. He was too sharp. Stay away. Says that goes Maimini. Listen to this Rambam. The Rambam says, it's in Hilchas Talmud Torah. Kol Talmud, Shlohi Gila Hora, any Talmud doesn't have Hora, Umore, any Paskins, Hareza Shota Rosha Vegas Ruach. Hear that language? That's what Rambam says. Says that goes Maimini. That goes Maimonos. Vichihechi de Asil Haraz Bifne Chacham. Just like you're not allowed to give Hora. If before Chacham, you're not ready for it. Asr Lachacham. Lahatir hatmua, a chacham can't matter something that's wild. Shadoma l'rabim, lahatir es ha'iser, otir es ha'tameh. A person is not allowed to paskin, he's a chacham. He's not allowed to paskin a davar tmua, a wild, strange thing. Why? Because people are going to make a mistake. Kid amrinan prepare a comment to Sanhedrin that they wouldn't let Rav Mata Bechars. Believe it or not, this is actually brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Mechaber paskins this way. Hilchas Kavod Rabo. He says, Yesh mi shekasav, that goes my mind, he said it, she'asur l'chacham l'hatir davar hatmua. You cannot matter something wild. Shenira l'rabim shahatir es ha'iser. Because people will think you're mattering isurim. A davar tmua, a wild thing. You want a case? You want an example? I'll give a davar tmua. So I can't believe the Rav matter that. Wow, he matter that. It's also much. Well, that's not. Says the Shach. But if the Rav could show it to you in print, if it's in print, listen. Says the Rav. Well, not for me. The Rishon said this. What can I tell you? Who's in print? This is a separate issue. But assuming it's authoritative, if the Rav shows you inside, that's okay. That's what the Shach says. When the Rav says, stop talking, better be careful, he doesn't say wild things. But if he shows it to you in print, listen, I know it's wild, but the Rashi said it. The Rambam said it. What can I tell you? Right? The Rashba said it. Then it's okay. Listen to the following story. I want to talk about wild psak. There was a town in the Truma Sedeshan's time, and they didn't have an Esrog. There was no Esrog. The whole community, there was no Esrog. They found one Esrog. So they said to the Truma Sedeshan, here's what we'll do. We'll chop up the Esrog into different pieces. We'll send each part of the Esrog to a different town, different shul. And, you know, there's a Rav Yah brought down in the Mordechai that B'shas HaTchak, a Chasr Esrog, meaning a part of an Esrog, you can make a bracha even the first day B'shas HaTchak. So if anyone has a problem with that, it's in print. It's a Mordechai. Mordechai is he's authoritative, no, he's Yichus, he's got it all, the Mordechai. So the Rav Yah is quoting the Mordechai, listen, it's in print. So the Truman Sedeshan said, we can't do it. We can't allow such a thing. It's a davar tmua. People are going to make a mistake. They're going to think all kinds of things about Esrog. We can't allow it. No way. Esrog Ben Asher Klein. What do you mean? The Shach said that if you show it in print, it's okay. This is in print. What's the problem? So Ben Asher Klein said, you know when it's good. It's in print if it's for a yachid. To go matter something for a rabbin, I don't care what it says in print. The rabbin will definitely make a mistake. No question about it. Right? It's so true. That's why the Rabbi Nachman Klein said the Truman Sedeshan would never allow a davar tmua for a rabbin. For a yachid, 100%. Listen, you have some crazy shayla, some crazy answer, but listen, it's not me. Look at this Rishon. Look at this Chashav Sefer that said it's okay. That's fine. A yachid, show it to him in print, he'll be okay with it. The rabbin, it's not going to happen. It's a crazy case with Nesrig. You're right. Right, it's good for this. Good for the salesman. more to sell. What? Right, cut it all away, slice them off. Right. It's only pshat hatchak. That's why right away, you can lead the problems. That's why fascinating halachas over here. Right. Okay.
So the most qualified person is not going to be the one who
makes. Exactly, but you have it all the time. These guys are too. They're too analytical. You have it in every field. There are people that cannot be doctors. They let them be research. They can't deal with patients. You have a lot of people. Every profession you have that.
He's been 18 months.
He's too good. He's too sharp. He's going to mislead the people. Is he the best expert around? Absolutely. Is he the best one to be down there in the trenches with the people? No, he's not the best one. He's going to mislead people. You have that in every profession. He didn't waste his time. He was doing it l'hadal Torah. He didn't want to sit with a farm for 18 months just to watch animals. He did it to talk. So maybe even private with a makar, people would go to him maybe. They didn't have anything written in those days. But that's the theory. That's the idea. You have that in every profession. These guys can't be with the people.
That's the real difference between then and now. There was nothing. They had nothing.
Really. Right. But the idea of misleading people is so true. It's such a true statement. You're going to mislead people no matter what the profession is.
Well, this is only so that if he makes a mistake, he won't pay.
What? No, they wouldn't let him be mocked. They wouldn't let him do it. They didn't give him smicha. They wouldn't let him do it. Can you judge monetary? Yeah. Yeah, not this.
No, they both agree that
What do you mean? No, can I get rishus? Can I get rishus? No, you're not. I'm not giving you rishus. So when you go there and they say, "Oh, you have rishus," I don't have rishus.
No,
they give me.
Not
what?
No,
you didn't have rishus. He didn't have rishus to do it. They don't want him doing it. Your Rebbe said, "Don't do it."
Two guys come to one person, leave. Rebbe,
listen, like I said, you go to a monkey and say, "Monkey, you decide this court case." Well, you could do that, right?
Liable,
I understand. No, he's not. Not if you agree to go there. You agree? That's what we said. If you agree, if they agreed, lo shlim. If he didn't agree, then you have to pay. Okay. Now, here's your question. Yora yora, wait a minute. Igor merishusa long lil mishkol. If I got permission, what do I have to pay for? I got permission, right? Mishum ma'isa shahaya. Listen to this. The Tanya, you have a verse like this. Pamachat halach Rebbe l'makom echad. Rebbe went to a certain town. The Rav b'nei Adam, he saw people shemegavlin isosehem betuma. They were kneading dough, and they were all the dough was tummy. They were tummy. What's the problem with that? The problem is you can't get that to a kohen. You could eat it yourself if you're not a kohen. You can't give chal on that. Kohen can't eat that. So what are they doing? So amar lahem b'nei ma'atim megavlin isosehem betuma. Why are you doing that? Why are you kneading dough in tuma? Amalo Talmud Echad Balakan. So they said, listen, we're not a bunch of Amaratzim. No, there was a Talmud who came here once. He gave a shir. Shabbos afternoon, he gave a shir. The Horalon, he told us, may betzoim, that water from the swamp, ein machshirin, that water from the swamp cannot render, in order for something to become tum, it has to first get wet. If food doesn't get wet first, it can't become tum. So this Rav came and said to us that water from the swamp doesn't get the food wet for purposes of tumah. So we're using water from the swamp. That's completely incorrect. What? Exactly. Vahu made beitim darashu. He said liquid from an egg. Right? You crack open an egg and use the egg instead of water. Egg is not liquid. Yeah, you can knead with it. That's true. You can make bread. Yeah. But for halachas of tumah, that's right. That's what he said, egg. They heard wrong. Or he said it wrong. Vinu Savar, they thought he said, made betzoyim, water from the swamp. Ka'amar, beto, nami baha, another mistake. Mei karmion, umei piga, poslin. You can't use the water from the rivers karmion or the rivers of piga. You can't use that water for the water for the paraduma concoction. You can't use that water. Why not? B'nei shehein, mei betzoyim. Because it's stagnant swamp water. They thought the milagabi chatas psule. It's only no good for a chatas, but achshure nami lo achshure, and it won't even make anything ready to become tame. Why? It's not considered water. Velohi, that's not halacha. Hasam there leinian chatas binin mayim chayim. Because it's a special halacha, you have to have mayim chayim. Mayim chayim is flowing water, not stagnant swamp water. Tosa, a different shot, because it has to be clear. If it's not clear, you have a chatzitza problem. There's dirt in there. Either way, hasam achshur we called you achshur. No matter what, the water is going to make the food susceptible to becoming tamei. No question about that. A special thing by chatzis, by paraduma, it's not going to work. People were misled. Tana ba'osa shah gazru they said Talmud al yora el imkei not to rishus mi rabo. A Talmud cannot paskin unless he gets his rishus from his rebbe. That's it. No way. Okay? Now, Tanchum Bereid of Ami, Ikla Lachatar, Tanchum, the son of Rami, went to a certain town. Dorishlo, we made the following drasha. Mutter Liltos Chitin B'Pesach. You're allowed to soak wheat on Pesach. You don't have to worry that it's going to become Chametz, because we're going to crush it right away. But everyone, the Me'iri says already, you can't do this with Manazah. Because we don't know anything about wheat today. No one would ever do this today. Take wheat and put it in water on Pesach, and nobody would ever do that. But then they could do it. What? It's worse. No, it's worse because it's not cooked yet. So it's a big problem. Anyway, Amrulo, Lav Rav Mani Dimensur Ikahacha. Isn't Rav Mari your Rebbe right nearby? Isn't he down the block? Vitanya, Talmud Ayora, Halacha Zemokum Rabo. Talmud can't give Paskin in front of his Rebbe? How could you just give a Pesach like that? Amar Ella Imkein Hayari Rachelimeno Shosh Parsos. You have to be three parts away. Can I get Nachni Yisrael? Like Nachni Yisrael, Amalusa. He said back, Lava Daita. I wasn't aware he was here. I never would have done it. The whole discussion, Lamaisa Halacha Lamaisa. When does this apply? How does it apply? What are the parameters of this rule? You can't give a psak. Look at the following story. Rav Chiya Chazia Lahu Gavra. Rav Chiya saw the following guy. Tahavi Kaba Bebeis HaKvaros. He was in a cemetery. Amalei, Lav Benish, Ploni Kohenata. Aren't you the son of what so and so the guy is a Kohen? What are you doing in a cemetery? You're not allowed to be in a cemetery. Amalei, yeah, in. Avua Dahu Gavra. Yeah, my father. Yeah, he's a Kohen, but you know what he did? Gava Einam Havi Nasan. Gava Einam Havi. His eyes wandered too much. My father, Hayinatsan Ainab Begarusha. He married a Gerusha, the Chilo, and he gave birth to me. So I'm not really, yes, biologically, my father's a Kohen. Lamaisa, I'm not a Kohen. Because I'm the product of a Kohen and a Gerusha. So what's the story doing here? So Rashi says, you know what the story is doing here? Even though you're not allowed to paskin a halach in front of your Rebbe, but to stop someone from doing an Isser, absolutely. 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 That's what this is doing here. Anyone's allowed to be Mochiach. Let's go call Rav. Rav is down the block. He's the Rav of the town. I'll go get him. He'll tell you that you shouldn't be. That's ridiculous. You see somebody doing an Aveira, you stop him right away. Your Rav's in the town. This doesn't apply by Yitzurim. It applies by Psak. What? It's easy to make things up. No, that's why this person was allowed to tell this guy, hey, what are you doing in here? What? Yeah. He's not considered a Kohen. Yeah, he can't do the avodah. He can become tamei. All these he's not considered a Kohen. He can't duchen. He's not considered a Kohen. By the way, so people learn out from the story that when you do give tochacha, you do it in question form. Isn't it true that you're not allowed to do that? Isn't it true that you're a Kohen? That's how he said it to him. He didn't say, "Hey, you're a Kohen." He said it in a question. He said it in a nice way. Isn't it true? Didn't I hear once that you're a Kohen? That's how you give tochacha. You don't bash the guy, right? Isn't that true? Didn't I hear once? Aren't you a Kohen? Right? Okay.
Can you
possibly
be rabbis in the
town? No. If he doesn't give rishus, I don't know. It's a covenant issue. Just
delegated.
Right, so they allocated. Moshe's the proof. Everybody went to Moshe.
Right.
What, there's no other rabbi in the whole Klaizel? Only Moshe?
No, but they afterwards, and then he did go.
Right, so Moshe gave permission. It's a very hard, very difficult story because they say the Machna was bigger than three. It's a very complicated sugya. Very complicated sugya. At its core, you should not pass it in front of your rabbi. It's a lack of respect. They bring that. When Moshe was sitting there, when Eldon made it, and Yeshua says, no, destroy them. Is Moshe sitting right there? Paskin in front of your Rebbe? Right? Imagine that. You're there in the Rebbe's there. You come in with a shayla, and the talad pipes up. Lack of respect. That's all it is. So what's the difference if they're in the room when he's down the block? It's also a lack of respect. At what point does it become not a lack of respect? Listen, if it's in a different town, it's not a lack of respect. Three pirates away, it's a whole other world.
If you're very overwhelmed,
So a lot of details when this applies. In root, like I said, in the root halacha, it's a lack of respect to paskin in front of your rebbe. Whatever the parameters are, there's a whole siman shulchan aruch about this. Okay, now pshita, it's obvious lepalgaha tikamar mahani. To give someone authority, that's fine. What about temporary authority? Tanai mai. But you can judge for a year. Is that good? And then it'll take another test in a year. The answer is that's good. Tashma, the Amar Lahu, Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan said to Rav Shimon, Hariata Birshutenu, you're going to be in your own Rishus, Achatovot Slain, until you come back. So for the time being, you have the right.
Temporary
right, exactly. Yeah. We. Alright, so again. What? You're good, but I guess we want to test you again in. 6 months, see how it's going. Not so crazy. Gufa, we said before, Amar Shmuel, Beis Shadonu Dineim Din, if two judge, they're considered good judges, El Shnikra Bezin Chatzof. It's considered a chutzpah to do that. Yosef Rav Nachman, Vakamal HaShmaita, Rav Nachman's repeating over this memra, Eitzvi Rabbal Rav Nachman. Wait a minute. Rav asked Rav Nachman, wait a minute, we have a Mishnah later that says like this. Afilu Shnayim Azikin, if two judges out of three want to acquit, oh, Shnayim Mechayev. The two judges want to say he's Chayev. Vechad Amar Eini Yodea. And one says, I don't know. I just don't know. I can't make up my mind. So what do we do in such a case? What do we do in such a case? Yosifu HaDayadim. We add on more judges. We've got to get a majority here. Right? The Ei Eski Lahu Shnayim Shadanu. So what do you need on another judge for? We have two. Two said this. The third guy doesn't know. Not any worse than two. That's a problem. So the answer is, shiny hasam. No, it's different over there. You know why? The meikara adaita de tlosa yasivi. They originally started with three. Once you start with three, you can't end with two. If you have two lechatchila, says Shmuel, be the evidence good. It's a chutzpah, but it's good. You can't start with three. One guy says, I just don't know. All right, so you know, you go home. We'll do it ourselves. That you can't do. Yasvi Hachi. 1 minute. Hacha, lava daite de tlasa yasivi. Here, they didn't start off with three. So if you don't start off with three, you could dodge with two. It's a chutzpah. You could do it, but you could do it. Once you start with three, and once it's, you know what, I just don't know. I can't. I got to leave. Can't, okay, fine, you go. We'll do it by ourselves. Impossible. Then you have to add on another judge.
One said opposite to what they said. That's okay?
That's okay. Yes. If you, I disagree, I'm dissenting, that's fine. But to say I don't know, that's not a psak. You can't be like that.
It's worse than saying.
It's worse than saying I don't know. It's worse than saying I disagree. Disagree, you're entitled to your opinion. By the way, the answer is because we're following the majority. Here, we're also following the majority, but since we started with three, you have to have a bez and lintos. You have to lean. If one guy says, I don't know, it's not a bez and lintos. It's just hanging out, just hanging. There's no resolution. Therefore, to resolve that, you have to add on more judges. That was his kasha. His kasha was, why is it any worse? No, the reason why it's worse is because we started with three. Okay? Everyone have a good day, and we will pick up here tomorrow.
It was written right here.